Family Secrets Revealed. It's The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. If you do want to call, we got a call on hold to divulge a family secret.
Yeah.
Okay, 79 Coast if you want to call or text. And if you text, of course, it's anonymous. So like this one, my dad was 35 when he found out he had a sister and brother that were put up for adoption.
Wow.
A few years later, he discovered he also had 5 half-sisters and a half-brother.
Holy crap.
Someone was
holy moly
busy.
Papa was a rolling stone. Jeez
yeah.
Louise.
Yeah.
Wow.
79 Coast, 792-6278. The original story that I heard that sparked this topic was about Cousin Woody. So this guy grew up having a Cousin Woody who he would talk to. Or no, sorry, he would write letters to him.
Uh-huh.
And they would like go back and forth with letters at Vacaville State College. It wasn't around here.
Okay.
Vacaville State College. And then later on, he learned it was Vacaville State Penitentiary.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, yeah. Uncle Woody's in the clink.
Okay. Cousin Woody was in the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of enjoy that they like kept in touch, you know?
Yeah,
like, that
it's
they
actually kind of nice.
A relationship, you know? Because they're in prison doesn't mean they can't, you know?
Sure.
But what a revelation.
Yeah.
He's been in college for a long time.
Actually in prison? Yeah, right. Cousin Woody's been in college for 8 years.
He's got his master's.
Right.
Like, he's super smart.
Is he a doctor? Is he Dr. Woody?
He's been in college for 10 to 15. I don't know what's happening.
Right. And what does he mean he may get out on good behavior?
Yeah, what? Oh, man.
Is this a frat thing or something?
Right.
79 Coast, call or text us with your family secret that was revealed. Someone texted us and said my aunt went on a couple dates with O.J. Simpson.
What?
Is that true?
What?
Is that true?
That has to be true because that's too random.
Who would make that up?
Not me, and I would love to have. Come on,
wow.
They need to call.
Oh, how about this? My aunt, our family secret, my aunt went to prison for a few years. When my son was a toddler, we told him she was on a cruise.
I love that. It's a long cruise.
A few years of a cruise.
You know, toddlers are like dogs. They don't have any sense of time.
That's true.
You know, so you could say they're on
right.
a cruise for like
still
at
on
least,
the cruise. Yeah.
At least 0 to 5.
They're on the the cruise is called the USS Minnow.
You have to come back tan.
Someone texted, my aunt found out recently through Ancestry DNA that her dad was not her real dad.
Man.
Found out her real dad lived down the street the whole time, and she discovered 3 new siblings.
This is like a Lifetime movie.
Right?
Wow.
Wow, that neighbor who always waved was my dad.
And then who's this guy?
Right.
That I've been living with.
79 Coast, 792-6278. Go ahead, tell us your family secret story.
When I was younger, my dad brought me to Pennsylvania to tell me that I had a half brother and I was going to meet him in an hour, and he told me this in a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh my God. Well,
the detail of the story is just...
What kind of dipping sauce would you like? By the way, we're going to go meet your half-brother in about an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so it was a half... And do you know who the mother was?
Oh, yeah. We're friends now.
Wow.
But at the time, did you know?
I didn't. I met her, like, probably about less than a year ago. But she's actually pretty cool. And she's into women's now, so my dad kind of turned her.
Oh, my God.
There's so many layers of this story.
Yeah. How old were you?
Yeah.
I was probably maybe 11, maybe a bit younger.
Wow. Ooh, that's quite an age to lay a lot of information on you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And are you still in touch with the half-brother? Are you close?
Oh, yeah, he's great. He had a baby recently. You know, he's doing great.
Wow.
Wow. Well, wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and you love your ex-stepmom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for that story.
Yeah.
What did you get at Buffalo Wild Wings?
I think I got like a lemonade and a chicken sandwich.
A lemonade okay. and a chicken sandwich. Well, obviously. There you go. Can't go wrong,
right?
All right.
Wow. Thank you for sharing your story.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, you know, this must be like cathartic for people because we're getting all kinds of text messages.
It brings you down memory lane. What?
Memory lane. 23andMe revealed. Yeah, see, some of these secrets come out because of these DNA tests.
Can you imagine the people that are holding the secrets and then they know that their kid is going to do the ancestry DNA?
You got to get out in front of it.
You do. Get ahead of it.
You don't want them to. No one wants them to find out. So 23andMe revealed 3 out of 4 adult kids weren't my grandfathers, and all 3 had different dads. Only 1 of 7 grandchildren is biologically related to both my grandparents. So there was all kinds of confusion in there. Whew. Right?
Tangled web we weave.
My aunt had an intimate relationship with the priest in the 70s.
Whoa! Uh-huh. Holy moly.
Yeah, holy.
Wow, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, it's what Jesus wanted us to do.
That's right.
It's what he made us for.
Oh, wow.
The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, here we go. We got her on hold. The woman whose aunt went out with O.J. Simpson.
Shut up.
We'll get that story next on Coast 93.1.